This is Peter J. Fisher, and I am living the Peter J. Fisher experience. What's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019, and I'm back with an episode that I promised back on Thursday, I believe, when I covered one of the two words, especially in relationships, intimate relationships, but also from time to time in casual relationships like friendships and working relationships. So the first term or first word was misogyny. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, it's the episode just before this, so go give that a listen. But you've probably already seen or heard the title for this episode. So without any further ado, let's tackle it. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the narcissist. And in the intro, you may or may have not caught when I said people. You see, this one is not necessarily aimed or geared towards the females, because a narcissist can very well be a male or a female. It's not too many female misogynists, I don't think. I mean, they're probably out there, but not in abundance. However, when I say that there are, and there is the opportunity for both men and women to be narcissists, I think narcissistic, however, whatever tense you want to use it in, I feel like this word is another one of those in the now buzzwords. For the most part, I think most people have an idea what the word means. They're in the ballpark. But I think it's just one of those words that it's just overused, and it may not always be the best suited word for the situation. Once again, like I said, this can be used, or this can be looked at in any type of relationship, intimate, casual, work related, whatever it may be. I think one of the funniest, and I don't mean funny in humor, I mean like ironic, one of the funniest times that you hear people use narcissism or narcissist does happen to be when it's in an intimate relationship, like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband or wife, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, whatever you're into these days. It's funny in the sense that it's almost like if you don't know what the definition is, if you don't truly know what the definition is, if you never looked up the definition for narcissist or narcissism, then it's almost as if you have to be a narcissist to know it's narcissist, or you have to have narcissistic characteristics, which we all have. We all possess, every one of us. Yes, you, the one right there shaking your head saying no. You too. We all possess narcissistic characteristics. That's a bold statement, right? Now, let me give you the definition of narcissist. And then once again, I'll go back and say, we all possess the characteristics of narcissism. So, Merriam-Webster says that a narcissist is an extremely self-centered person who has an exaggerated sense of self-importance. And you know, I like to do more than one definition from more than one source. So that was Merriam-Webster. Dictionary.com says, a person who is overly self-involved, often vain, and selfish. Now, you tell me how many people are listening to this podcast right now can't say that they don't possess some of those qualities or characteristics every once in a while. I think what happens is there's people out here that are confusing the definition of a word with an actual illness that's called narcissistic personality disorder. Okay, that's an illness. This podcast is not about that. It's not for that. I am not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I don't have any formal training. I can't touch that. I don't know anything about it. My guess is, unless you've lived it or lived with somebody that has it, if you're one of the laymen like myself, you probably know nothing about it either. So it's like, if somebody is being quote unquote narcissistic momentarily, that's one thing. Oh, my boss is being a narcissist. Oh, my dad is being a narcissist. My girlfriend's being a narcissist. My boyfriend's being a narcissist. See, in that context, it's a momentary thing. And like I said, we all possess the ability to be narcissist or narcissistic from time to time. It just bugs me, because this is, like I said, one of those words that's being used as a buzzword that's being thrown around too often. And when words are thrown around so often, it almost makes you feel like the people using it don't know the true definition of it. What's better is to, this is what I like to do sometimes. When I think of, or if I'm in a situation that's not ideal to myself, okay? Because that's another thing. A lot of times, we as human beings, we're in situations throughout the day where we encounter numerous situations throughout the day, some of them ideal, some of them not ideal to our personal standards. What you cannot do is, you cannot always base or judge people or events based on your own personal standards. And you definitely can't give them strong, aggressive labels based off of your own ideal situations. For instance, take it back one episode, just a hypothetical situation. If I'm a woman and I ask my boss for a day off, and my boss says, you can't have the day off today. He happens to be a man. And him and my boss says, you can't have a day off today because we need all hands on deck. I'm sorry, but you can have a day off next week. I can't just be like, you know what? You're a misogynist, because he told me something that wasn't ideal to me in my perspective. You see what I mean? Just like I'm a man and I ask a woman, I'm sorry, I'm running a little bit late today. But I really would like this coffee. Can I please cut you this one time so I can get my coffee so I'm not late for work? And a woman says, no, I was here first. Because that situation is not ideal to me as a man, I can't be like, she's such a narcissist. Like, what? That's insane. And this is how people are throwing words around these days. Like, I know you listening to this podcast right now, you probably got to chuckle out of those two scenarios, because you probably like, those are that's so absurd. And it is absurd, but people really throw terms around in absurd situations like that. It's really just a personal thing. You felt personally slighted, and now this person is a narcissist or a misogynist. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. When you use terms and words that are so strong in this society and situations like those, personally, I feel like you don't know what the words mean. That's just my opinion. Or if you know what the words mean, you're just being irrational. That's my other opinion on that. It's one or the other. Either you don't know what they mean, you don't know the true meaning, or you're being irrational, because those situations don't warrant titles that strong. I know a lot of younger people, maybe, you know, millennials or younger, are not very used to this thing. It used to be a book when I was growing up. And I had the privilege of going to Catholic school and elementary school. And a lot of times they would make us use dictionaries and thesauruses often, just to get definitions and then find other words that were synonymous or antonyms to those words. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to have a vocabulary, but it's an even more special thing to have a vocabulary and actually know what the words mean and not just throwing words out there and sound like a fool. So what you should do from time to time is you should think, okay, this person did something that I wasn't comfortable with. Me personally, you know, I wasn't comfortable with it. Should I call him or her a narcissist? Or should I see if there's another word that is not as harsh? You know what I mean? You have to understand, like, especially in today's day and age where people go to social media and you get so mad, you have this venom and rage in you for 5 seconds, and then you go and you throw something out in the abyss called the internet, and that doesn't just disappear, that stays there. Now this person running around with a label as a narcissist or a misogynist on his back or her back. It's crazy. Makes no sense. So once again, I ask you, you know, from time to time, when things don't go your way, per se, take a second and think about the situation. And first and foremost, think about whether the response was warranted. Because if it was warranted, then there's really no need for anybody to be a narcissist or a misogynist in the first place. Or just think, you know, was this offensive to a group of people? Or did it just hurt my feelings because it didn't go the way I wanted it to go? But I don't want to hold you guys too long tonight. It's actually, this is a little bit later than I normally do my podcast, but I wanted to get this one out because I promised that I was going to follow up the first word with the second word that is kind of a pet peeve of mine. These two words that are just being thrown around so loosely. So I'm glad that you guys came through. As always, love to hear from you. Email address, Twitter handle, always in the descriptions of the episodes. Catch me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and of course, Anchor.fm. I hope you enjoy the rest of your July 2nd. Be safe throughout the rest of this week. Hopefully, I'll be able to provide you guys with another episode before the week is up. And be blessed.